It's a new week and one of the best weeks of the school year. Welcome back to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Robin Hearn. It's homecoming week, a week full of festivities from the Harvest Carnival to the homecoming parade on Saturday. I had the chance to sit down with homecoming director Caleb Eister and the president of the OSU Alumni Association, Blair Atkinson, to discuss what goes into becoming America's greatest homecoming.
Harvest Carnival is how this started. Everything started in 1913 with the first Harvest Carnival. And then we had our first OSU alumni event in 1920. The first parade was in 1930 and at that time was about a mile long. And now we have over 150 parade entries every year. So the first walk around was in 1966 and we began the judging and scoring in 1969. So we're really proud of America's Greatest Homecoming Celebration here at OSU.
Can you tell me a little bit more about Harvest Carnival and why it's so important?
Yes, most definitely. So at Oklahoma State, we are a land grant and we are committed to serving back into our communities and pouring back into the communities of Oklahoma. Harvest Carnival supports the Harvest Food Drive. So that is the philanthropy that we support through homecoming. So everyone, when they come to Harvest Carnival, they bring a can of food to get into the event. And that is a huge contributor to the Harvest Food Drive for Payne County. So we're really proud of our ability to help support and serve the residents here in the Payne County area.
I know, Caleb, that a lot of students work on homecoming and they get involved from like every organization and Greek life especially. So what are all of the student groups that help put on homecoming?
Oh man, there's a lot. So directly under the Student Alumni Association, we have what's called the Homecoming Steering Committee, and that's composed of about 9 executives and a little around 50 committee members. Also under that governing body, we have Homecoming Big Committee, and that's anywhere up from 100 to 150 committee members. Outside across the campus, we have Greek life, residential life, campus and student orgs that all participate and are all kind of working together to help put together this huge event.
So you work closely with the Alumni Center?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like an everyday thing?
Yeah, we know the employees on a first-name basis. We get to go in there. They're the ones that are helping us with all the big spectrum things. They're the ones that are helping us reach out to the alumni, plan all the marketing, all the financial support. And so we get to go and hang out with them. Thankfully, they've got incredible employees there, so they get to put up with us pretty much every day.
We consider them part of the family. They've got a great office back there all to themselves, and we really enjoy having them and trying to support whatever it is that they're trying to accomplish. So they are definitely part of the Alumni Association family.
How is the planning process for homecoming each year? I mean, I know you're the executive director this year, but how is it just trying to get all these groups to get together?
Yes, ma'am. So it's about a year-long process. So after, pretty much immediately after this year's homecoming event will conclude, we will hold our executive elections where we elect those 9 executives. Throughout the remainder of that year, they'll have kind of transition meetings. They'll have their retreat, get to know each other. You know, they'll pick which committee they're going to be the executive over. Pretty much early first couple weeks of spring is when we'll pick our steering committee. We'll have bi-weekly meetings for the rest of that spring semester. Over the summer, some organizations will have, some committees will have a break over that summer, some won't. Some will still be working all the way through the summer. And then come fall, we'll have pretty much weekly meetings to try to finalize and execute those events that they're in charge of. All the while, that entire year, we're talking with, you know, the Greek life, residential life, student orgs, making sure that they're participating, they're signing up for their events, helping guide them for what their, you know, Harvest Carnival game is going to be, what their house deck's going to look like. And so it's a year-long process, pretty much weekly meetings, just trying to get this thing planned.
How do you balance all of that, you know, still with school and everything?
It's not easy. The beautiful thing about it is, you know, each and every student that's participating in it has an equal passion for homecoming. You know, it's their way to celebrate their university and their time here. And it's so easy to get kind of bogged down in the middle, you know, so much stuff going on. School doesn't pause for you, unfortunately. But most of the students that are participating have gotten to see it before, and they realize how beautiful it is when everything comes together, when all the alumni are here celebrating events that they helped put on. It really helps you have a pride in your ownership of the role, and so it's makes it a little bit easier to get through those tough weeks when you've got a couple tests, but you've still got to keep planning.
I don't know if I could do that. That's a lot. I mean, I know because homecoming isn't just for the students. It's the alumni and the fans. Blair, can you tell me some of the homecoming elements for all the OSU fans that we can look forward to this year?
Yes, most definitely. But first, I mean, isn't this incredible? Mm-hmm. These students, I had no idea the amount of leadership and dedication and devotion that it takes to put this together. And there's an incredible group, and Caleb's leading the charge. But I've just been so impressed with how well thought out and well executed this is behind the scenes. So this year, we've got a lot of great things happening, a couple of changes in format that I'm really excited about to tell everyone to come and enjoy. So the student feedback we've had over the last year has told us that they really want to know the results on an ongoing basis. So we're excited to announce that we will be releasing some of the results on a regular basis. So the sign competition and the Harvest Carnival, all the awards and competitions as we have them, we'll start releasing those on our social media accounts. So make sure that if you're not following the Alumni Association, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, please do that, because that's where you'll see how the homecoming competition is going throughout the week. Then homecoming and hoops, as you all know, is a great opportunity for the fans and the students to pack the rowdiest arena in the country, Gallagher Iba. This year, we will have an incredible program and lights and a great display. The teams are working on some pretty special elements. So we think that that will be a really full hype pep rally that you won't want to miss.
Of course. I mean, homecoming hoop is one of my favorite parts, and also the fountain dyeing. I'm excited to see who's going to be the king and queen now that we get to know a little bit earlier,
yes.
Too. I understand that the Alumni Association is actively fundraising a homecoming endowment. How will that help homecoming in the future?
Yes. So this year is our 99th homecoming celebration. So we really want at the Centennial the message to be that 100 years and we're not done yet. So an endowment does a lot for us. $6.5 million to $7 million is what we need to make sure that we can adequately support the students who put this on. It allows us to be innovative for what the homecoming of tomorrow may look like. And we're really excited about that. There's so much that goes into this, and we really want to make sure that we preserve our most valued tradition at Oklahoma State.
A little question for both of y'all. What is your favorite part of homecoming?
I kind of hinted on it earlier. Mine's kind of a broad spectrum of just being able to see all the students and all the community and just people from literally across the country, sometimes across the world. My brother's coming from Malaysia just to celebrate the homecoming celebration this year. It brings so much joy to my heart to be able to see all these Cowboys that are celebrating all these events throughout an entire week of events. It's very rare that you get to see that much school spirit, that much unity across one body. And it's just amazing to see the impact and the reach and spread that Oklahoma State University has. So homecoming is one of the ways that you get to directly see how far, OSU reaches across the world.
Which really ties into your theme this year.
As the world
turns orange. If you
want
to talk about the theme at all.
Yes, it's pretty much just we wanted to celebrate the impact and the reach that, Oklahoma State University has across the globe. We like to talk about how our alumni are doing incredible things, but not only that, our students come from all across the world, and it's a culmination of just incredible diversity and backgrounds at this Oklahoma State University, and we get to celebrate that each and every day. But also, after they come here, they get their education, they get to go out and make an impact in the world and turn their little portion of wherever they may land orange with America's brightest orange.
Mine's very similar. At Oklahoma State, there's something different about who we are as a university and the family feel and this culture and this environment that we have. And for me, homecoming is the place that you see that come to life. You get to see people from all generations. It doesn't matter your ethnicity, your age, your gender. It doesn't matter where you're from. We all come together and we get to celebrate Oklahoma State together. So for me, it just embodies the spirit of Oklahoma State from the fountain dyeing all the way through the football game. There's just this real sense of pride and enthusiasm. So I all parts of it have really been my favorite. It's really just the coming together of everyone.
I love the theme this year, As the World Turns Orange. That is awesome. How did you guys come up with that? Because there's so many different themes that we've had throughout the years, and that one is very specific.
A series of meetings that was part of the original meetings that I was discussing when the executives are first elected. You know, we have our transition meetings, we get them ready, and then it is immediately hit the ground running with planning the theme, picking what it may be. And sometimes it consists of a couple 8-hour days of straight brainstorming sessions, because we want a theme that's easy to celebrate and easy to understand the meeting from a glimpse, but also just has so much meaning behind the scenes, you know, as I just described. So we have a meeting where we have just all these ideas throwing out, where all the execs are having input, trying to pick what we want to see during this year's homecoming. Then it doesn't stop there. We pitch it to the people that are at the OSU Alumni Association, and they kind of help us narrow things down, or, you know, from a publicity standpoint, a marketing standpoint, they help us see the bigger picture that sometimes students can't see. And so about, you know, 3 weeks of planning or four, we get to finally come down to a theme that we'll be celebrating for the remainder of the year.
What have you seen from him and the rest of the committee that has impressed you?
Oh my gosh. So I have never experienced the behind the scenes. This is now my second year. So last year, and Caleb was on the team last year as well, I was incredibly impressed. So the leadership qualities of the executive team are out of this world. I mean, I tell people all the time, I feel like I've got to get 8 people a job because, they just have this dedication and this grit and this work ethic that makes you proud and really hopeful for the future, because we've got students like this that are willing to commit in the way that they do to bring all of this together. There's so many people involved and so much work behind the scenes involved, and they do it with positive attitude. They do it in the cowboy way.
That's a great way of putting it. So Caleb, where can alumni, students, and fans get more information about this year's homecoming?
Other than the social media sources that Blair had mentioned earlier, fans can download the Orange Connection app. It's available for Apple and Android devices. It's a super easy way to download it on your phone, get some quick information through that app. But also, they can visit orangeconnection.org/homecoming. And that has pretty much the entire spectrum of what we're doing here with homecoming.
Special thanks to Caleb and Blair for taking the time to sit down with me. So much goes into making homecoming happen, and it takes a great team to put it together every year. Until next week, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. I'm Robin Hearn. Thanks for listening.